Hello there, C-Note here. Welcome back to Dopamine. If this is your second or third video, please hit like and subscribe. That would be pretty amazing. Today I want to do a quick video about five reasons why the internet sucks for INTPs. I think there are some obvious reasons as to why it can be good for INTPs. Connection, community, working out ideas, all of that stuff. But there are five reasons that, frankly, I just came up with that are part of things that I've noticed that can maybe help you develop a little bit of discipline around your usage of the internet and realizing in which ways maybe you're wasting your time or not really using your talents or strengths in the ways that would be beneficial to yourself and to humanity at the end of the day. So let's just jump right into it. Number one, the internet invites half-baked opinions, meaning that the arguments that you're having with people online are usually not fully fleshed out ideas. Now, the internet invites judgments, meaning it's really easy for you to see someone's judging function on the internet and not get a sense as to whether or not they're listening, what their tone of voice is, any of that stuff. So it can be really difficult to get a sense of whether or not their opinion, and I think we've experienced this as INTPs, like we get accused of our opinions not being well thought out when we spend a lot of time thinking about stuff. But it's really hard to flesh out the full opinion of what we're trying to say or the full theory or the full idea. And that's the case with other people too. And that causes us to react to them just as much as they're reacting to us. And it gets into this place where we're not really having like a deep kind of discussion with someone in a way that's beneficial to people as a whole. So, that's the invitation of half-baked opinions gets into some of the other ideas that we'll talk about as we go through this. So number two is you're also taking in half-baked opinions, meaning you're taking in all sorts of middling thoughts that you maybe heard on a clip on a podcast or something that someone said on a Reddit comment or whatever. And you're like, oh, that's a good idea. And you're kind of just accepting that as true. And I know INTPs, we get very particular about like, no, I'm spending time scrutinizing it. Yeah, but there's a lot of unconscious stuff that you're taking in all the time. We're taking in stuff from our environment constantly. And if you're constantly especially only in one type of space, or surrounded by INTPs who are more unhealthy, or surrounded by people who are constantly arguing and bickering around politics, or having outragey opinions or extreme opinions one way or the other, you're taking in some of that for better or worse, to be antithetical to it or to be in favor of it. Either way, it's like affecting your psyche and it's in your sphere and it's affecting your thoughts. Because our thoughts are not something that comes from us out of nowhere, right? Like our thoughts are not something that's just, it's not really ours. It's sort of just information based on the world filtered through our understanding of logic and language, language that we did not make up for ourselves. We just learned it from our parents who learned it from them. And, we're limited in our interpretation of what we can actually express and understand. So we're only understanding things, you know, at a base level in all sorts of different situations. And I know you understand that and I'm rambling. So I'm not going to get into too much more detail beyond that. Number three, not enough time to do deep thinking, meaning that the internet is at our fingertips. You know, I'm shooting this on my phone, which is helpful because I don't have to look at my phone. I'm actually writing things down. getting away from not only screen time for your eyes, because my eyes suck, but not getting into a passive place where you're just playing a game or watching videos or even just having, you know, like I said, half-baked conversations. It's too easy to get distracted by literally everything and not getting into a deep introverted thinking space. Like introverted thinking is not... introverted thinking is an investigative deep dive, you know, connecting web of thoughts and ideas. Introverted thinking is not, oh, I don't know, I'm dumb, just whatever. That's not introverted thinking. Introverted thinking is organizing your mental space, which is part of introverted sensing as well. But introverted thinking is a deep investigative dive to break down the details of something and really understand it. So I think the internet can sometimes, rob us of that time we need as introverted thinkers. I know even me as an INTP as well can sometimes get distracted by virtually everything that that is around me. And I can realize that at the end of the day, when I get into bed and everything finally gets dark and quiet, that I haven't spent time to think. And now my brain is suddenly very active and working through stuff and I can't sleep. You know, that's the quote unquote insomnia that a lot of introverts deal with, is not giving themselves enough alone time to use their dominant function. So INFJs, for example, not using NI and just staring at a wall for 45 minutes to 2 hours, you know. And when I say deep thinking, I mean taking time to think about one subject or two subjects and just focusing on it, you know, putting your phone on silent, going somewhere else and letting your brain start to activate, right? And that's something that the internet, the constant access to the internet, can distract from as INTPs. Number four, arguing with others more than arguing with yourself. So the same thing when it comes to being distracted by the internet all the time, there's also the people element of the internet and being distracted by arguments with others constantly, instead of trying to have those discussions with yourself, trying to work out some of the big picture issues on your own and trying to take multiple perspectives take multiple perspectives on your own instead of constantly trying to prove your point to someone else. And I think it's good for INTPs to get into discussions and arguments online in a respectful way so that you can start to gather those voices. You know, that's been helpful for me, is like getting to understand different personalities, different perspectives, so that when I'm trying to explain something or express something or consider someone's stance, I can think about those possibilities in my mind. But remember that those are just possibilities, and playing with those possibilities is part of the fun of being an INTP. And then you got to go out into the world. When you've formalized an idea, a theory, a concept, then you can present it to someone. Present it in a way that you have a manner of expressing that maybe they can now accept and understand, and they can see the full argument, or they can see a more succinct, dressed up, clean argument instead of thinking out loud in comments and just leaving one big long string of thoughts that can make someone, that can make you incoherent and not very approachable. So taking that time on your own to do that thinking for an extended period of time, to have those discussions with yourself, I think is an important reason why it's good to get some time away from the internet. And then number five, TI theories are not ready for prime time. A lot of theories are not ready. And part of the work that an INTP can do and can better do is to use a little bit of discernment as to whether or not the world or Twitter or, you know, your world, whoever you're engaging with, is ready for your ideas. Is this an FJ person, an EFJ that has no idea what you're talking about? Maybe they're very protective of certain rights and you have theories that maybe squashes that, and they're not ready for that, right? It's not your job to force them to be ready for that. And sometimes us as introverted thinkers, we can try to force people to try to accept our stance, our arguments, and it doesn't really work that way. It's part of the work of introverted thinking is also doing the extroverted feeling polarity part of that, is understanding when someone may or may not be ready for something like this. You know, you could have your own theories. I have a theory that I'm working on related to sexuality in relation to like gender and identity and physical sexuality and attraction. Right now in the political landscape, I don't know that people are ready for that. I think some INTPs on this channel, or like I'm probably going to post something about it on my Mighty Networks into more of my private space. And to people who are willing to hash that out, not just people who are agreeing with me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying go find an echo chamber. I'm saying that use some discernment to figure out who is actually willing to hear you and work this out with you. And then that is what ends up spreading like wildfire. These are how ideas spread. It's not like finding the biggest stage and then sharing the most controversial thing you can. it's having some of these quiet, private conversations while my voice goes out. And, you know, sharing some of those ideas with each other, refining them, expanding on them, and then being able to present them in a way that is palatable or approachable eventually, and with the intent to not try to change people's minds or prove that you're right, or, you know, trying to purposefully cause conflict, that you're creating something or you're theorizing something that is actually beneficial to the world in some way or another. And, you know, some of that's only going to happen when you take a little bit of time away from the internet. So if you're catching yourself constantly plugged in, you know, that's, I'm not saying the internet's bad. I'm saying that, you know, part of our relationship to it requires a little bit of discipline. And I think it sometimes leaves INTPs in kind of a heightened state, using more extroverted feeling than introverted thinking, because you're extroverting some of your half-baked opinions or responding to other people's half-baked opinions. Ooh, excuse me. I'm struggling internally today. I apologize. that's really it. So I hope these things made sense. And I hope these are things that you can consider. This is by all means not like a Bible. This is not something you need to follow. If anything makes sense, maybe consider it. If it doesn't, fine. If you have thoughts, leave them in the comments below. And if you want to get into some of those like deeper theories that I do share, and have some of those exclusive conversations that I share with some friends of mine over on Mighty Networks, you can come join us there. Go to our website at dopamine.life. You'll find it in the description. In the description. I'm like stumbling over my words. Go to the website. You'll see at the top, there's a banner that says there's a book. If you sign up for that, you get a free ebook as an INTP. But then you also get in the first email at the bottom, it'll say join the Mighty Networks community or join the Mighty community. That is where the private Mighty Networks exists. So you'll get that there. And then there's all sorts of other offers for courses that we're working on. I'm working on migrating some stuff to another place. And I'm also working on a very big comprehensive course for INTPs. It's sort of like an ultimate INTP unlocked kind of thing, which is like a combining of all of my stuff into this massive treasure chest of personal growth for INTPs. Hopefully that'll be coming out in the next few months, but I'll keep you posted on that. If you have any questions, comments, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and share this with a friend if you'd like. That's it. I've been C-Note. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya.
This has been a C-Note Media production.